My mom. Damn, short. Cuss, man. Good girl. Alright. I'ma get her, son. I'ma get her. I'm telling you, man. You ain't got a shot, nigga. Shorty's mad.
She was the flyest thing on the block, long hair to the socks. When she walked by, man, everything stopped. The hustlers watched and tore shots away. She wasn't rude, she spoke, but they wasn't getting the time of day. She was so past the corner, studying to be a lawyer. 24, no sons, no daughters. Her whole aura said she was about something. Make a dude who said he never tricked wanna go in his pocket and count something. Turn a partying ass nigga into a house husband. She what you wanted a woman to be. I'm pretty sure you can see, but anyway, she scooped a college degree and got a gig with some private law firm in the city. It was there where she met that kid. Started out just lunch and turned into after work at the crib. She was impressed by the way he lived. Big loft in Midtown, right off the 59th Street Bridge. She could get used to this scenery. They dated for a while, think a year before homie asked her to walk down the aisle. She looked at the prettiest diamond she ever seen and smiled. Said yes, already seeing herself in that white dress. That's when everything began to get funny, like Mike Epps. Started coming home from work late with liquor on his breath. Scratches on his chest, what was Shorty to expect? This motherfucker's a cheater, she packed her shit and left. That Monday she went to work, it was flowers on her desk and a letter that read,
I'm sorry, I know that you're upset. Everybody make mistakes, give me a chance to correct the wrongdoing I've done. You the only one, I'm a mess. At night I toss and turn, I hardly get any rest. I dream we back together, but when I wake up I'm stressed. Your side of the bed is empty to the day that we reunite. Just let me make it up to you, give me a ring, alright? P.S. I love you and always will.
But I told you Shorty was special, she was always real. She knows second chances turn into a third and fourth. So when her phone vibrated, she ignored his calls. One Saturday afternoon, she in the Green Acres Mall, picking up a couple of blouses and a jacket for the fall. She walking out the store and heard a voice that she heard before say,
you act like you don't know me no more.
Turn, yup, it was him. Jogging suit with sweat on his chest, looking like he just stepped out the gym. You ain't returned none of my calls, girl. That ain't nice, she answered without looking. I moved on with my life. He pled his case to the parking lot. Once she got the Jeep, she quickly opened the door before she could hop in the seat. He grabbed her arm and whispered,
you'll always be mine.
As she pulled off, he yelled,
alright, see you around sometime.
She got to the crib, dropped all her bags, grabbed the phone, looking out the window, making sure he ain't follow her home, and dialed them famous numbers, 911. That's when the operator said,
now hold on one second, hon. Okay, how can I be of assistance?
Shorty replied,
I'm telling you, he a stalker, he grabbed.
The operator interrupts,
now hold on, could you repeat that but calm? I can't help you, miss, if I don't understand what's going on.
Alright, listen, my ex-boyfriend is a crazy stalker. He keeps ringing my phone, and today he sort of popped up at the mall. It was not coincidence, he wasn't shopping, he was waiting for me, I'm serious.
What, did he hit you?
No.
Did he threaten you?
Kinda. He said, you will always be mine, but it's the way he said it. Ooh, I'm telling you, it's not a game.
That's not enough to arrest him, but if you give me his name, I'll put it down on file as a valid complaint. So if domestic violence occurs, he'll get all the blame. But until he lays a hand or even threatens your life, this is the best I can do, alright?
Alright.
Domestic violence. This motherfucker gonna try to kill me. She grabbed her head wailing. Checked all the door locks, lowered all the shades. Took a shower, came out at 8. Down to sleep she laid. Next day at work, she ain't able to concentrate. Spent a whole lunch break sitting there trying to contemplate. Like, was I bugging? Was he just at the mall? And he said what he said out of anger cause I ain't called. She got off, hit an after work party with all her friends. This is what she needed, tequila, some music, and some men. She ain't tell none of her homegirls about her little friend. Too embarrassed to say she dated someone she had to defend. See, homie happened to be her first case, but he walked into her office with fine threads and that handsome face. He was tried for fraud, but due to a weak investigation, she got him off with a fine and some time on probation. Anyway, it was getting late, she decided to jet. Said goodbye to her friends and took care to check. Tired and tipsy, she got to the crib, kicked off her shoes, collapsed on the couch and turned on a 10 o'clock news. Yawning, she knew she was ready to snooze, so she undressed, hit the shower and washed off the booze. Threw on her pajamas, hit the fridge for some food, something quick, peanut butter and jelly, can't lose. Poured a cup of juice, made her way to the room, walked in, hit the lights and was staring at guess who. He was sitting on the bed, he said,
how do you do?
She tried to scream, but when she opened her mouth, she was mute. He threw his hands around her neck till her face turned blue. She kicked and screamed for a minute, then all the fighting was through. The flyest thing on the block was a goner. If only she'd have gave me the time of day when I stopped her on the corner.